phone in. Now tell me this, have you ever complained that you didn't have enough leg room on a plane? Or what about enough cheek room? Because the seats are about to get smaller on some of the planes. Let me speak to travel writer Tim Hedgley. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, are they seriously going to make them narrower or just going to fill more seats with less leg room?
I'm not really sure what's going on, but I've had a quick look this morning at some of the main airlines that fly sort of from Belfast across to London. And seat pitches, which is the amount of room you have in front of your legs, it sort of ranges from 27 inches to about 32 inches. And in some cases, if you're in business class, it'll go up to 78. And the seat width is quite important too, which is basically the amount of room your cheeks have to rest upon the seat. And they go from 17 up to about 22 inches. So I had a quick look to see what the American airlines were doing as well, because it has been sort of said that the Americans are bigger than us, and I'm a big fella. And I've also spoken to cabin crew this morning just to see what their take on it was, because there has been this suggestion that heavy people should pay for two seats, and it's been bandied about for many, many, many years. So the information that I got from a cabin staff from a very good, in fact, the only airline to win the Which Award, so you can work that one out. And what they have said is that if a person can fit into the seat, then that's okay. If they can't fit into the seat, then it's certainly reasonable that they would have to purchase two tickets. Now, I don't know that it has been done yet where somebody has actually been asked to pay for two seats, but that would be their guiding factor. Now, of course, the question is, if you start to reduce the seat size, then you're going to catch more people into that scenario, like airlines are doing with luggage. A very good friend of mine flew across to Southampton last week, weighed his luggage on two separate scales at his home. When he got to the airport, the luggage was 4 kilos heavier, and that caught him into the trap of paying extra money. So there's lots of stuff going on there. But I think reducing seat widths and seat pitch, it's not a great idea for the customer, but it could certainly attract a lot more revenue for the airlines.
Have we any examples at all here locally of people buying two seats for one backside?
I've never heard of it. Now, I'm in excess of 20 stone. And I fit into a seat. Now, I do use a seatbelt extender, and that does prevent me from sitting in an emergency exit row. For some reason, I'm not allowed to. A 12-year-old girl could sit there, but I'm not allowed to.
Is that in case you block the exit?
Well, I think that's the reason. They don't want me getting stuck in the window space. I don't think that would happen, because if the plane was on fire, by goodness, I'd be getting out brave and quick. But I don't know of any circumstances where somebody has been asked to pay for two seats. But I spoke to a cabin crew this morning, and I expressed this scenario to this lady. We'll call her Claire, for example. And I said to her, has this ever happened? And what she said to me was, two fat ladies came onto the flight, and they were fat, they were massive. And the ladies came up to Claire and said, we know that we're big. We can fit into our seats, but we don't want to make it uncomfortable for somebody that's in the middle aisle. So we are more than happy that you move us at your behest in order not to make us more comfortable, but in order to give a better flight experience for anybody that has to sit beside us.
Yeah, the person sitting in the middle between the idiots would have a problem.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that was a very nice way to deal with that particular situation. There's no doubt that we are getting bigger as a race in the United Kingdom, and I think airlines should bend a little bit, because at the end of the day, whilst they obviously have to make money, it's all about providing a good customer experience.
Yes, but that's okay if the flight's not full. If the flight's full and you get two large people coming in and there's there are three seats in each segment, the person who's got the third seat, whether it's in the middle or at the window or out at the aisle, you are disadvantaged if there are two very large people in the segment beside you.
You are indeed. And cabin crew do try to take cognizance of that. And if they had seen two very large people on the one row, then they would use common sense and try and move a person. Now, I have been moved myself. I was on a Flybe flight many, many years ago, and I was moved to assist the trimming of the aircraft for taking off, because there were only a handful of people on the flight. Mm. And it is important how many people you have either side of the wings.
So they put you on the other side to sort of balance it.
Yes, absolutely. But it wasn't just one passenger. It was a number of passengers that were moved from one side to the other. So it wasn't because I was big. It was quite simply because of the trim. It was a small aircraft.
Sure, sure.
And you do have to balance things when you have a small number of people on the flight. And I've seen it done quite a few times where cabin crew have come on and said, look, would you mind moving over to the left here because we have to balance the aircraft for takeoff.
We're getting very close to embarrassment, however, for people. If these seats get smaller and you're 20 stone at the moment, I could be 20 stone in a few years' time. We never know when we might have a medical condition that makes us put on a lot of weight. We might take to the grub and just balloon. We might find it impossible to lose weight. There should never be criticism of people who are overweight, but there could be an embarrassment factor if the seats get much smaller.
Not only an embarrassment factor, but there could be a legal factor to this, because if somebody is suffering from a medical condition that a thyroid problem, for example, that makes them put on weight, or if they're on steroids, then they come into the Disability Discrimination Act. And if an airline treats you unfavorably by charging you for two seats because of your disability, then they're going to be in hot water. So I think the airlines should certainly consider not reducing the seat size. And it's quite interesting. JetBlue, for example, in the States, their seat pitch goes from 32 to 60, and these are inches, whereas the best seat pitch that I have found, let me see, was Jet2, an average of 28 inches seat pitch and a 17.6-inch seat width. But Jet2 or JetBlue, for example, have got a smaller seat width, and American Airlines seat width starts at 15.9 inches. So there is a vast difference in the width of a seat. So if a normal person could sit on a 15.9 seat, but if you were carrying a few pounds or were no stranger to a good feed, then a 15.9 inch seat might make you look bigger than you actually are. But if you're on a 22 inch width of seat, you'd be more than comfortable. So I think you're absolutely right. The airlines do have to take some cognizance, and they have to, they have to respect the customers as well.
Absolutely. Tim, thank you very much indeed. Tim Hedgley, travel writer. I'm not a big bloke, but I find it tight enough to get into an airline seat, even as they are at the moment. I've got, pretty neat buttocks, but I still am challenged from time to time.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.